was an exception. I've been on the radio in the morning too early lately because I've been sleeping in, being up late at night sometimes. So being retired, you don't have a clock. At least I don't set an alarm unless something's important. But talking about talking, getting into the repeater there, Sean, the Ann Arbor repeater roundtable they have in the daytime, the guys are pretty seasoned ham radio operators, and they forget about leaving spaces in between, and they say, well, let's leave a space, and before the repeater drops, somebody's jumping in. I spent 45 minutes one day a few days ago trying to get in, because I've talked to them many times, and so my goal after that was to get in just to tell them, guys, you're not really leaving 5 seconds in between the repeater drop, you know, so, and I say that for emergency purposes, because if somebody's on their car, got the radio listening, and they get an accident, they may only have the radio to talk. They can't find their phone or whatever, so there you go. Just trying to be careful. Over to you, Sean, KE4ZYQ.